And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.
Well, let's go right to him. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. I love Baldy's breakdowns. Baldy, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, good morning to you, man. I hear Kim sitting next to you there today.
Yeah, Bo,
how are you?
Bo,
how you doing,
he's doing great, too. Yep.
I just want to know how those fingers are doing, Baldy.
They're still crooked, Joe. They're not getting straightened out. They're not getting straightened out in this lifetime.
Mine are going in all different directions,
you
too.
You two
I wake up one morning, the other one's going in another direction.
Yeah. Now, I've got one that's pointing to Pennsylvania. The other one right now is going to the Jersey Shore.
Well, Baldy, I got to tell you, man, this Jets thing, I hate to hit you with Jets stuff, but like you're going, well, this is as bad as it can be, and they lose another game or they're on a bye week, and now they get rid of the GM. And now the word that the owner, if you believe it, I was going to ask you what your thoughts are with the owner saying maybe it's time to bench Aaron Rodgers here after that Denver Bronco loss. What's your take going forward with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and how this thing ends up?
Well, it's not going to end up good, Joe. I mean, it's a disaster right now, and they've got six games left, though, and they got a lot of young players. I mean, you got to develop these players. I mean, they've got a bunch of first and second year guys out there, and guys that they paid a lot of money to in free agency. Aaron Rodgers has a contract for next year, but there's going to be a new GM. There's going to be a new head coach. Does anybody really want to come there and deal with the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers right now? Especially the way that he's playing. If he was playing good, well, there wouldn't be any of these changes. But he's not playing well. And so they need a quarterback. They got to make a change there. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a tough situation for the players that are there right now. I know some of these guys real good, Joe. I mean, all they've done is lose. And so these young players, if all they do is keep losing and finishing out the season and all you see is turmoil, like, do those guys want to be there? I mean, I know they're getting paid money and they got a contract, but still, you know, you look around and, you know, losing stinks, especially if you're a young guy and maybe you came from a college like maybe Alabama where all they did was win. And you're like, this is not what I want to sign up for. It's tough.
Hey, Baldy, I got to ask you one final thing about Aaron Rodgers, who everybody's talking about. As a matter of fact, I think the more he talks on his shows, the more he's disliked overall by people. But so first of all, if Aaron Rodgers, they say, hey, we're going to go a different direction, you think he keeps playing? Would he go somewhere to be a backup? Does he like it that much? Or it's either I'm a starter, or do you think he just finally says that's it?
No, I think you know, the writing's on the wall. I mean, nobody wants to finish a career the way his career is going right now. It's going off a cliff. Like, you might as well just get out and get to the next step of your life and next phase and say you gave it your best shot, but the Achilles gave out, the legs don't work like they used to.
Right.
And I just don't think many teams are going to offer him, you know, some kind of an opportunity to compete for a job or a backup job at this point.
All right, so I got to ask you, the Belichick, who's on just about every NFL show that's possible right now, he's getting a paycheck from and obviously wants to coach. Does the Jacksonville or Cowboys thing make sense to you at all, that he could come back and coach again as a head coach the way everything is?
I'll tell you, Joe, I'm at NFL Films right now. I left last night at 11 o'clock. His car was here. I got here early this morning. His car was here. Like, he might be, like, doing coaching hours right now. Like, he's here. He's working. I think he's really looking at the whole league, looking at trends in the league, looking at, you know, coordinators that he likes what they're doing. I think he wants to coach. Dallas makes a lot of sense to me. They need a change. We kind of see what's going on. He needs a good GM, you know, to upgrade the talent on that team. But Dallas would make a lot of sense to me if he was interested. Like, I think, you know, Parcells went there when nobody could win, and he turned that team around, put him in the playoffs with Quincy Carter as his quarterback. Like, I could see him going to Dallas and working with Jerry Jones and making that thing work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just a follow-up to that whole thing right now is the whole Jerry Jones after games. He talks before the head coach. I know it sounds like a small thing, Belichick's never had that before. How's he handle the Jerry Jones, and now he's got to answer not only questions about his team, but whatever Jerry Jones just got done saying.
Well, it's a good question, Joe, because Jerry never met a camera or a mirror he didn't like. that could be a little bit of a roadblock right there.
Yeah,
I don't know. They might have to work that thing out. I'm sure Bill wants to keep everything just in house. Doesn't want anything to get out.
Right.
He's going to be the only one that speaks. It's going to come. His voice is the only voice that gets heard outside of maybe the quarterback if he's playing good. So there would have to be some sort of arrangement right there where Jerry can't go on every single talk show the way that he likes to.
All right. So can I bring it back here to South Florida? We won a couple.
Good.
We're now 4-6. We got the Patriots, a good chance to go 5-6 before a Thursday night game against the Green Bay Packers, but the Dolphins are clearly playing better football over the last month since Tua's been back. We've been going through this thing. It's still, listen, you're 4-6. You still got a road ahead of you, even to get to that 7th spot. Could you see with what the Dolphins have left on that schedule, Cleveland once and the Patriots this week and the Jets twice still, that they'd have a chance to make the playoffs?
Well, I mean, they got Buffalo twice, Joe. So, I mean, that's always been their nemesis right now. They played them. I'm sorry about that.
They played them both.
They've got games. They've got games up there, that they play Buffalo twice. But they've got the Patriots. They've got the Jets twice. They've got Cleveland. You've got some real winnable games. San Francisco, I'm going to see them this weekend. You get them down there. The way Tua is playing right now, I can see them – making a run here, because defensively they're very good. And I don't know. I don't see anybody moving Zach Sealer or Calais Campbell or Benito Jones. Those guys look great to me inside. And so if the defense keeps playing like they are and Tua keeps getting rid of the ball as quickly as he does, you can see him stacking some wins right now.
Yeah. Now, hey, listen, I got to ask you, too. We get to see Drake May this week for the first time. What's been your take on him with this big rookie quarterback class in the first round? Drake May got a chance?
Well, he's 2-2 in his last four games. He's playing pretty good football. He's getting the ball to his wide receivers. He's averaging over 9 yards every time he runs it, Joe. He's very athletic, and he's got a good arm, and he stays in there, and he takes his shots. I thought he played pretty well last week, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought they had a real chance against the Rams deep into that game. It was a 6-point game at the end. I thought he played pretty well. And I like what I see from him. It's not a very talented offensive line, but the way that they're kind of using him right now, the way that he gets the ball out quickly and he sees the field pretty good, I think they've got a guy that they can build around for the future right now.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Baldy, getting back here. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to have another year of a lot of coaches getting canned here. I was just looking at the list, potentially, of teams that...
Yeah.
Boy, what are we at? Five over under on five this year? What would you think? Jacksonville's looks like it's done.
Yep.
The interesting one is Riz, who we know real well down here with what he's doing with New Orleans, has got him playing a lot better football. But, boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of guys just not that thing in Dallas, obviously. A guy put his house up for sale. That's never a good sign right there. But What do you think?
The better sign is if coaches don't buy homes,
right.
They just rent. obviously, we've got changes already coming. Jacksonville, it's a foregone conclusion. I mean, Dallas is a dumpster fire right now. They got to make a change, whether Mike is the reason or not. I mean, the roster's not very good. I mean, you can look. I mean, do they make a change in Cincinnati? Do they make a change in Cleveland? You can see there's just a lot of bad football and a lot of bad football teams right now. And if you look at a team like, say Washington, Washington got themselves a quarterback and a coach, and they're very, very competitive right now. And so the Raiders need a coach? They definitely need a quarterback. If you don't get the quarterback, then you always need a coach and a general manager, because they all get fired when that doesn't work out.
Right.
And so, there's going to be a lot of changes this year. I don't think there's any question about it.
Baldy, why is it nobody's talking about what's going on with the New York Giants in that organization? it, to me, it's as bad as the Jets right now. And I guess Brian Daboll is you know.
I think it's benefit of the doubt, doesn't he, yeah. Baldy? A little bit, the head coach?
Well, I mean, look, they're going to their 13th quarterback after they benched their starter in the bye week right now. They paid, the backup $5 million guaranteed to come in and be the backup quarterback, and they're going to the 13th quarterback. They're just – all they're trying to do is right now with DeVito coming in is maybe giving the fans some hope and something to get excited about. But look, they got to get that quarterback situation straightened out. The running back they let go in free agency might be the offensive player of the year. Probably leads the league in rushing before this season. That never looks good.
No,
I don't know if the coach and the general manager can save their jobs. They're a little bit more stable than most organizations, but I don't know if this is the 100th year of the New York Giants football. Like, this is a horrendous season. So I don't know if anybody can save their jobs right now.
Hey, Baldy, before I let you go, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or other for MVP right now for you?
Josh probably jumped to the ahead of the class after beating Kansas City and playing as well as he did. I don't think you can lead Jared Goff out. They're the number one offense in football. They might be the number one seed overall before all this stuff gets said and done. So I think you got to put Goff into that conversation as well.
Baldy, great having you, man. Really appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you. All right. Talk to you soon.
Brian Baldinger joining us. What do you got there, Woody?
All right, that was Odyssey NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.